We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career.
I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to t2t.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning. Alrighty, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. We come to you live and direct from the Super Bowl party, capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station at South Point, the South Point Studios, and the South Point Studio streaming at YouTube at the South Point Hotel Casino here in Las Vegas on Las Vegas Boulevard. We welcome you to the show on this big, special Super Bowl Race Day Las Vegas radio program. The town is already hopping. People are already coming into the casino and into the race and sports book behind me to grab their seats because they're free. And the big screen TVs will be showing the Super Bowl. I need not say all of the great things that are happening here at the South Point that are all free, including starting to park your car in the parking lot, free. Then you come in the door, and of course, the ballrooms. The ballrooms, all of the ballrooms will be open for business today. Big screen TVs, a lot of seating, a lot of food and beverage discounts. It's ridiculous. It really is. The doors are going to open at 10:30. And, of course, the ballrooms will be open. The sports book will be open. The race book, of course, will turn into an added sports book as soon as the races are over today for the Super Bowl. The lounges will be full with the Super Bowl action. And, of course, the Super Bowl big screen TVs will be there. You're taking a look right now on the screen at some of the food and beverage discounts for today's big game food menu, which is ridiculous. Look at it. I mean, you know, there's not one thing on that menu that would be anywhere close to getting a glass of water somewhere else that you had to pay for. I'm telling you, folks, it's really something else. And, of course, the showroom will be full as well. So all of it is full, okay? Not full yet, but it will be full, and they're all open right now. The doors to the big ballrooms upstairs on the second floor will open up at 10:30 Pacific time, and of course, the kickoff of the Super Bowl will be at 3:30 in the afternoon, so you have plenty of time to get here and pick your spot and enjoy the Super Bowl here without paying exorbitant amounts just to sit and watch the Super Bowl. Not at this place. This place is the best as far as Super Bowl viewing if you're not in New Orleans at the game, that's for sure. A lot of great stuff going on here. And, of course, the multitudes of prop bets that you can bet at the sports book. We went over a few of those yesterday with Vinny Mugliolo, one of the odds makers here at the South Point. And, of course, there are pages and pages. And they also have cross sports propositions, too, hooked up to the Super Bowl. And all I can say is if you can't find a prop bet you like there, you're not really trying. That's all I can say. From the coin flip to the color of the Gatorade that gets thrown on the winning coaches after the game. All of that stuff. It's all happening here at the South Point. Parking lot is starting to fill up. People are coming early to get good choice seats. There are some booths that surround the sports book here. I noticed a lot of people are already reserving the sports book booths out there. And, of course, the big lounge seats here. And it's only just begun. The big ballroom upstairs, though, plenty of room up there, and what a great atmosphere is going to be up here today at the South Point for the Super Bowl as the most overanalyzed sporting event in history has to be the Super Bowl. Maybe the second most analyzed sport event in history has got to be the Kentucky Derby because we're already starting to talk about it. So whatever the case may be, it is Super Bowl Sunday. Welcome to the Race Day Show from Las Vegas and the South Point Studios at South Point Hotel Casino. And, of course, those of you running around early this morning, getting on out here to reserve your free seat for all of the festivities today, you might be listening to us on our anchor radio station, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM, and, of course, all of our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world.global, iPhone, Android, Google Phone, with the apps. Of course, the KSHP app will get you listening to us through the radio station. The YouTube app will get you listening and watching us through the YouTube app here at the South Point. And of course, anywhere you get your podcasting. Simply put, however, wherever, whenever. Happy Super Bowl Day, folks. And of course, us racing fans, even though the most diehard racing fan is going to have an opinion on the Super Bowl today. Jonathan Ardoon is standing by with us, along with Rich Eng, John Lendo, and Jerry J. They'll be giving us picks at the races. And, of course, as I say, one of the our main event, our Super Bowl, is the Kentucky Derby. And a couple of races yesterday, not only held the Kentucky Derby leaderboard points for the Kentucky Derby leaderboard and the qualification there, but also for the Kentucky Oaks. As we look at the races from yesterday, Tampa Bay Downs had four big stakes races yesterday. And Tampa Bay Downs, of course, the earlier stakes races, the Pelican was won by Natella Fella, Junior Alvarado for Gary Contessa, paying 360. The Minaret Stakes was won by Nick's Style with Junior Alvarado aboard. So he won the early two stakes races there at Tampa Bay. This one was for Bill Mott, paying 320. Chad Brown had a big day at Tampa Bay yesterday. He had three wins overall. His first win came with Dylan Davis in the seventh race at 2260. Mark Cassie had a couple of nice wins yesterday. Mark Cassie won his first one in the eighth race with Antonio Gallardo paying 1180. And then in the Suncoast Stakes, this race for the three-year-old fillies, giving 20 points to the winner of this race for the Kentucky Oaks leaderboard. That winner in the Suncoast was La Cara. La Cara went wire to wire in this race under a very well-timed and rationed ride by Dylan Davis. La Cara was an easy winner, just zipped around the mile and 40 yards at the Tampa Bay Racecourse, paid 920 there for the win. Mark Cassie, that was his second win of the day. It was Dylan Davis's also second win on the day at Tampa Bay. In the race, one of the big favorites, Her Laugh, broke so bad. This horse broke badly and was almost eliminated completely at the start. But Her Laugh rallied to finish second in the race because as La Cara ran off the screen by winning by a daylight, Her Laugh, who had a bad break, circled the rest of the field and caught the pack and finished second in that race. De Lorraine was third in the Suncoast. Chad Brown finished first and second in a nice race for three-year-old maidens on the turf in the 10th race, Lying by Omission, won by the smallest of noses over his other entrant, Portfolio Duration. So Pratt runs first and second in a big maiden race yesterday at Tampa Bay. The winner, ridden by Ired Ortiz Jr., who was getting his second win of the day, paid $6.20. And then we went on to the big race of the afternoon, and that was the Sam F. Davis for the three-year-olds at a mile and 16th. 20 Kentucky Derby points there. The winner was John Hancock over Owen Almighty. All I got to tell you, folks, is this. The most impressive race for three-year-olds so far this year was the Robert Lewis, where Citizen Bull won easily with authority. This race, the Sam Davis yesterday, was the most exciting of all of the races for three-year-olds so far this year. John Hancock and Owen Almighty went out there from the start and went stride for stride all the way around the course. And at the top of the stretch, nobody was catching these two. They went head-to-head and stride for stride. And at one time, Owen Almighty got ahead in front. And then John Hancock came back and inched away at the wire. John Hancock wins in the two-horse duel around the for the Sam Davis around the Tampa Bay Oval. John Hancock under Flavian Pratt won, paid $7 even for trainer Brad Cox. Set a new stakes record in the interim to do it in the Sam Davis. Time for the mile in 1/16, 1 minute 42.27 100 seconds. It was a great gate-to-wire duel between these two. Owen Almighty finished second in the race with Ired Ortiz Jr., and Poster was a distant third in this event. All I can tell you is going to the starting gate, I noticed that Owen Almighty was a little bit washy going to the starting gate, whatever that may have turned out to be. But in any case, that was one hell of a race yesterday in the Sam Davis. And Chad Brown capped it off by winning the last race with Antonio Gallardo's second win of the day, paying $6.20. But what a day it was yesterday at Tampa Bay for those three-year-olds. Santa Anita. We were talking about all the favorites winning at Santa Anita. Not yesterday. They started out with a $52 winner in the first race. The favorite won the second race at $4.60. That was Jerry J's Power Page play. That was his key horse. That horse not only won as his key horse, but the link-ups ran second, third, and fourth, so you had the dollar exacta paying $4.40, the dollar try paying $22.10, and the 10-cent super paid $7.84 in a brief seven-horse field. Jerry J gets the win in the second race for the race day listeners. Kyle Frey won a couple of races. Third race winner was the longest shot on the board that Kyle Frey brought home, paying $32.20. And then John Sadler came along in the fifth race, paying $5.40. Check this out now. Here's the prices in the first five races at Santa Anita. $52, $4.60, $32.20, $6 even, and $5.40. You had three favorites and two long shots. The pick four, exempt of the $52 winner in the first race, the pick four paid $278.80, $278.80. With the $52 winner in the first race, and those four in the pick four, the pick five came back and paid $8,957.20 for the $52 winner in the first race. The difference between the pick four and the pick five, how about $8,678.40? What big price that $52 horse meant for the pick five yesterday. Kyle Frey's second race winner was the sixth race at seven even in the San Marcos. There goes Harvard, did just that. He went right out of the gate and went gate to wire in the mile and a quarter marathon on the turf course. A great rationed ride by Frankie Dettori. There goes Harvard, was gone, wire to wire. Mike McCarthy, the trainer, 11-20 for the win there, outrunning Easter and the third place finisher, Lord Billingdon, who finished third. And then another big priced winner came in the eighth race at $43. Tiago Piera and Hector Palma teamed together to win the eighth at $43.20. They came back immediately in the ninth race with a $35.80 winner. So Piera and Palma won back-to-back big priced winners at Santa Anita, the eighth and ninth race. And the 10th race winner paid $29. Here's the deal. The pick five, the late pick five, again, prices 7 even, 11, 20, 43, 20, 35, 80, and $29 even. How about that pick five paying $32,348.10? Believe it or not, the highest price payoff in the nation yesterday was at Santa Anita in that pick five. Nobody had the pick six. Five out of six paid $11,415.60. You got a carryover today at Santa Anita after Bombs Away yesterday in Arcadia. Aqueduct, second race win, the Damon Runyon stakes race won by Sand Devil. Jose Lascano for Linda Rice paying $240 as the filthy favorite there, outrunning National Identity and Soon to Be King. In the Eastview stakes, that was the third race on the card. The winner there was Bernie and the Roses for Miss Davis. Katie Davis paying $9.80 for Dominic Schettino. Finishing second in that race was Storm Chaser. Naval Melody was third in that. Linda Rice and Jose Lascano teamed up to win their second win of the day together in the seventh race with a $480 winner. And overall, Katie Davis won a couple of races yesterday. In addition to the winning of the Eastview Stakes there in the third, she won the last race paying $14.40 for John Terranova. Nobody had six yesterday at Aqueduct either. You got a carryover in the pick six at Aqueduct today. Fives paid $756.50. By the way, the late pick five there at Aqueduct paid $11,235.75. Gulfstream Park, you had a lot of people that had a couple of wins apiece, starting out with Amasel Jaramillo paid $12.80 to win the second race, and he came back to win the fifth race for Christophe Clement, paying $27.20. Clement had a couple of wins yesterday, won the ninth race with Luis Saez paying $2.80, came back, of course, with Jaramillo in the 11th race paying $27.20. Miguel Vasquez won a couple of races, went from last to first in the last race to win, and paid $40.80 for Ron Spatz. And he had an earlier winner yesterday. He did with China for Ken Sweezy in the fifth race that paid $9 even. Braden Van Dyke had a couple of wins yesterday, won the third at $360, and came back and won the eighth race for Riley Mott paying $14.40. And in the stakes race yesterday, the ladies sprint, the winner there was Eponis Hope. Joel Rosario going gate to wire in the five furlong stakes race on the turf for Eddie Pleza paying $11.60. Outrunning Just Care and Correa, who finished third in that one. Big pick five, early pick five yesterday, Gulfstream paid over $24,200. The late pick five paid $9,615 and change, and the pick six paid over $17,000 yesterday at Gulfstream Park. Oaklawn Park, the Biocoa Stakes was won by Wild About Hillary. Wild About Hillary with C.J. McHone aboard. For Tanner Tracy. Tanner Tracy, by the way, was winning her first stakes race of her career, this trainer, paying $34, outrunning Free Like a Girl and Loved. Ron Marquette had a couple of winners, had the first race win with Tyler Caffleone, came back in the eighth race with Rafael Bejarano, who had two wins on the day as well as Christian Torres yesterday. And by the way, Phil D'Amato won the last race at Oaklawn Park with a runner there for Ramon Vasquez riding for Phil D'Amato in the last race at Oaklawn. How about that? All right. We've got a abbreviated racing menu today. Only six tracks are running on today, Super Bowl day. We'll get to your racing menu and our handicappers, Jonathan Hardoon, Rich Ang, John Lindo, and Jerry J. right after we take our first break. And a couple of quick notes as far as the news is concerned. Locked, who was scheduled to go in the Saudi Cup, is going to skip that race. Locked is not going to the Saudi Cup either. So three of the big race horses from America will not be going to the Saudi Cup, which is now less than 2 weeks away. Loaded Locked is going to target the Santa Anita Handicap on March the 1st. And we're going to take a look at next Saturday's Derby and Oaks points-getting races at the Fairgrounds, the Risen Star, and the Rachel Alexandra right after the break. By the way, Torpedo Anna is now at the fairground. She had a 4-furlong work in 49.25 seconds yesterday. Her target next is the Aziri Stakes at Oaklawn on the 8th of March. We will be right back. Don't go away.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas on this Super Bowl Sunday, and as far as the weather is concerned, 44 degrees right now outside, but it's going to get up to 62 today in Las Vegas. A little bit of breeze outside, but remember, fast, firm, and perfect here in the building where you're going to watch the Super Bowl and the races, that's for sure. And of course, around the country, Miami 79, New York is going to be 41. Jonathan Ardoon reminded me that there was a little bit of snow, just a little dust around the New York City area, but they're running at Aqueduct today, and it is right now it's clear. He said about 3 inches, I guess, of snow there. By the way, Chicago 31, Los Angeles 71, Phoenix 78, and again here in Las Vegas we're going to get up to 62. As far as precipitation, looks like all of that storm stuff, for the most part, has gone away now. It's up in the very, very, very northeastern part of the contiguous 48. So the racing center should be okay today. They are expecting a few more storms coming through next week, but that's next week. As far as today, we're okay. So let's get started with your racing menu for today. Again, only 6 tracks on the racing menu. Remember, first post times are Pacific because we are in the Pacific time zone here in Las Vegas. These will be the first post times rolling out in the book behind me. If you're listening in the Pacific time zone, no problem. Otherwise, adjust to whatever time zone you're in around the world with all of our platforms that we have to the Pacific time zone and tweak it out so you don't miss anything, because I don't want you to miss having a chance to make some money, right? We don't want you to miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? Here we go. We begin with Gulfstream Park. Gulfstream Park has a big pick six jackpot carryover today to make it $325,631. Okay, $325,631 in the Gulfstream Park Rainbow Pick 6 Jackpot Carryover. They've got 10 races today and a first post time of 9:20. Laurel Park is next. They got a small Pick 6 Jackpot Carryover, $1,206. Laurel has 8 races. Their first post time is at 9:25. Tampa Bay Downs, 9 races today after the big day of racing yesterday at Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay's first post time is at 9:35 at Tampa Bay. And they, again, have 9 races today at Tampa Bay Downs. Next comes Aqueduct, the Big A in New York. As far as Aqueduct at the Big A in New York is concerned, first post time is at 10:10 this morning at Aqueduct. Pick 6 carryover there today, $24,979. $24,979 in a regular Pick 6 carryover today at Aqueduct. Again, their first post time at the Big A for the 8 races set at 10:10. And then we go to Santa Anita. Santa Anita in Southern California. Their Pick 6 carryover is $53,273. $53,273. 9 races today. They're going to have an early post time. They want to get done by the kickoff of the Super Bowl. So the first post time is 11 a.m. for 9 races. It'll be concluded by the time the Super Bowl starts. The stakes race today is the Sweet Life Stakes. It's the 7th on the card. At 6.5 furlongs on the turf for 3-year-old fillies, a field of 10 before scratches. Big favorite there at 7-5 is Casalu with Flavian Pratt aboard is the 7-5 favorite there. That's the seventh. Nine races overall. First post time again, 11 a.m. at Santa Anita, with a carryover in their pick six of 53,273. And then you wrap it up with Sunland Park. They've got a bunch of quarter horse racing going on today at Sunland. A couple of carryovers, Super High 5, 269, pick 5 carryover, $290, nine races, and a first post time of 11:25 at Sunland Park today. That's the abbreviated racing menu for today on Super Bowl Sunday. All right, let's go out to Jonathan Ardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm doing fine, man. You know, we're talking about all of the, you know, short fields and filthy favorites at Santa Anita and Aqueduct. And yesterday, believe it or not, would you think you'd see the day where there's a carryover in the pick six at both Aqueduct and Santa Anita after the trials and tribulations of racing yesterday? All I can say, Jonathan, is it went from the sublime to the ridiculous.
It really did. There's no in between, Ralph. It's either a $3 horse or a $30 horse. The day of the $9 horse is disappearing.
What'd you think of that Sam Davis? That was a good scrum between those two.
It really was. The Cox horse, John Hancock, only making career start number two, first time around two turns, and he really ran unbelievable. Pratt always seems to pick the right horse, doesn't he?
I got to tell you, that was a heck of a race. And you know, Owen Almighty got by him by about a head right about the 16th pole.
Sure.
And
yeah.
Pratt went on his belly and came back and got a finish on this horse.
I will tell you one thing. Take nothing away from both of their performances. But yesterday at Tampa Bay, you had to be first or second.
Yeah.
Because every single race was won wire to wire, basically. They had the track souped up. I don't like when they do that on big days, but they like to get those fast times in. So I guess that's why they do it.
Well, that
it's really not good. But
that fast times in the tight track was accomplished because they set a new track record in the Sam Davis. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, the track was a conveyor belt. Whoever went to the lead, go out, look at the charts, watch the replays. Mm-hmm. It was definitely a speed favoring track yesterday.
So one who plays Tampa Bay should note that on the past performances of these horses as they come back on maybe a more fair racetrack.
Exactly. So they may be bets against, you know, that's what handicapping is all about.
Well, what say you about Santa Anita?
It was also kind of speed favoring, to tell you the truth. A lot of speed horses won there, but listen, you got some wild results, and it was just a parade of chalk, Ralph, you know, for the longest time there. You need some payoffs, you need some prices, otherwise you're going to scare people away.
And
by the way, Ralph, even the coast to coast pick five,
yeah,
between Gulfstream and Santa Anita paid $70,000. What's interesting to me about that is, why don't they allow CAW betting in the coast to coast or the coast to coast? Why don't they allow it? If it's so good and so wonderful, well, why are they locking them out of the coast to coast? So obviously there's something wrong with it. However, they're locked out, and I think that's a good thing.
Well, all I can say is that's something that you can have the soapbox for Wednesday, but I will also say this. You're asking me that question, and that pay grade is higher than mine. So I can't answer that.
Maybe John Lindo will have the answer. You could ask him later.
All right, so what about your home base there, Aqueduct? What about that yesterday?
What about it?
Yeah.
It was some wild results. You know, when the track gets off here, it's very deep, and the inside was not really the place to be for the most part. And, you got to keep notes, but especially on the East Coast where the track changes all the time due to the weather. You get speed some days, closes some days. So it's really important to do your homework.
Well, I know it's a Super Bowl Sunday. I'm going to ask you your prediction of the Super Bowl at the end, but I'll get your picks first for today's racing. Now, we have just a small racing menu today on behalf of the fact that a lot of people are going to want to watch the Super Bowl, so you want the races done. But coming up next weekend on Saturday, a big day of racing, both mostly at the fairgrounds. Fairgrounds next week is going to have, seven stakes races overall, a lot of stakes races. But the Risen Star, which is part of the Kentucky Derby series for the Point Series and part of the Louisiana Derby series at Fairgrounds, the Risen Star is one of the pivotal races down there for the three-year-olds. at the fairgrounds, and they got 13 horses entered in that race. So they got
no one's scaring anyone off there, and it's going to be interesting. And it's their best day of racing that they have at their meet. So I'm sure we'll go over a lot of those races next week.
You think it's even better than Louisiana Derby Day?
Close. No, okay. I mean, I don't know.
Well, in any
when you get 5 or 6 stake races in a day, Ralph, it's got to be good, right?
And when you get that many stakes races in a day, and a race like the Risen Star, by the way, who got I thought a very competitive field of 13 3-year-olds, it is a good day of racing, great day of racing, that's for sure. Jonathan Sway is in there for Phil Bauer and Bauer, I should say, and Jose Ortiz. You've got Todd Pletcher's got Vasimo in there with Irad Ortiz Jr. And East Avenue comes back in this race. I do believe he's making his 3-year-old debut. Tyler Gaffleone for Brendan Walsh. He had an eventful trip in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, if you remember. And Chad Brown's got Septarian in the race. And you also have Kenny McPeak with Render Judgment. In that race, and Steve Asmussen has Magnitude conspicuously missing in this race.
Though. No Mr. Cox.
No Mr. Cox, yes. Even the coach, Dwayne Lucas, even has a horse in the race. And by the way, Dwayne Lucas has a horse in this race. Steve Asmussen has a horse in the race. But Steve's son, Keith, will be riding for Dwayne Lucas on a Justify offspring called American Promise. How about that?
If you remember last year in the Derby, Lucas gave Asmussen's son a ride in the Derby, if you remember.
Yeah.
The horse didn't do well, but he gave him an opportunity to ride in the Derby. So he's been very good to them, and obviously the close, I guess. So, you know, he gives the kid a shot, and that's a nice thing.
Now, as far as the Rachel Alexandra, which will be point-getting for the Kentucky Oaks on the same card on Saturday, that this sees a field of 7, but Brad Cox does have a horse in there. Good Cheer with Luis Saez aboard. Flavian Pratt will be there riding Chad Brown's Ballerina de Oro, and it looks like a competitive field there as well.
How many horses in that race? Is it
7 fillies?
12 or
7?
Oh,
fillies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
smaller size. You know, usually these other races we're getting more horses in them, but it is what it is.
Yeah, and not only that, but Kenny McPeak has a couple in there as well, and Tom Amos. You know, so you got the top trainers that are running their horses there in the Rachel Alexander as well. And as I say, it'll be a big weekend of racing at the fairgrounds next weekend. But before we get to next weekend, we got to get through making some money today. We got to get some money so we can bet the Super Bowl props early in the day. So we're going to your picks now.
All right. Well, it did snow in the aqueduct area last night. They got about 4 or 5 inches. Wow. However, they're running today. The weather is actually, it's a beautiful day. It's cold, but it's starting to warm up and the snow's starting to melt. Huh. So that's a good thing. I'm surprised they're running, but they are. Anyway, let's look at Aqueduct's 5th race today, 6.5 furlongs on the main track. And I like the number 3 horse in here, Just Heart. This is a 4-year-old filly who was claimed out of her last race by trainer Horacio De Paz, who's having a terrific meet. This is an improving horse. She's getting better with each start. 6-1 on the morning line. Louis Rivera aboard to ride. I like number 3, Just Heart, to win today's 5th race out at Aqueduct.
All right, the anchor race in the early pick 4 and early pick 5 at Aqueduct, the 5th race on the card, number 3, Just Heart. We hope it has a lot of it and wins the 3, Just Heart, 5th race pick at Aqueduct for Jonathan Ardoon, the 3 in the 5th. Let's go to Gulfstream.
Out to Gulfstream we go. Let's look at race 4, a mile on the turf, and I love the number 6 horse in here, Attack. This is a 3-year-old gelding for the Mark Cassie barn. Trying turf today for the first time. He's been running on synthetic. He's bred top and bottom to love the grass. He's listed at 9-2 on the morning line. He's really getting good now. Number 6, Attack. Javier Castellano aboard to ride. Wins today's 4th race out at Gulfstream.
All right, 4th race at Gulfstream. Number 6, Attack. We hope he does that too for us today in the 4th race. The 6th, Attack, is your play at Gulfstream. We'll wrap it up in SoCal at Santa Anita.
6th race today, 5.5 furlongs on the main track, a maiden claiming event. I got a pick 6 single for you here, Ralph. Number 9, True Mantra, 3-year-old gelding for the Tim McKenna barns. First start as a 3-year-old, gets Lasix today for the first time. Frank Alvarado aboard to ride, 4-1 on the morning line. Number 6, True Mantra, wins today's 6th race out at Santa Anita.
Well, now that's easy to remember. Number six in the sixth race, the six in the...
number nine.
I take that back. It's the nine in the sixth race. Well, it's an upside down six. In any case, in the sixth race, the nine true mantra, the nine true mantra in the sixth race is your play at Santa Anita. And I want to remind everybody, you have three sheets today, full sheets, Aqueduct, Gulfstream, and Santa Anita. Now it's time for you to pick the Super Bowl.
I like the Eagles. I think they're going to run the ball all day long. I think they're going to do everything to keep Mahomes off the field. And I think they're going to try to shorten the game. They have a terrific running game. Take advantage of it.
All right, you got it. The Fly Eagles fly today for Jonathan Hardoon. All right, Jonathan, well, I don't think you need the snow shovel today, but let's hope that you have a great day at the races, and we'll talk to you on Wednesday, and you can have your soapbox ready.
Thanks, Ralph. Stay safe and be well. Thank you.
All right, you got it. And don't forget his three sheets today, Gulfstream, Aqueduct, and Santa Anita. Okay. We'll be right back, so don't go away. I do believe Rich Eng is up next.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village. This beautiful building that's going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risked their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas on this Super Bowl Sunday. As I say, the South Point is starting to fill up because everybody knows the best place to watch the Super Bowl here in Las Vegas is right here at the South Point, with free admission to all of the ballrooms, the lounges, the books, the bars, and all that, plus great food discounts and drink discounts, and of course, a whole bunch of proposition bets that you can bet at the Super Bowl. And it starts with parking your car for free, and it continues right through the entire property. All right, let's go to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, I got to tell you, my man, you've been busy for the last 2 weeks searching out prop bets for the Super Bowl, but today is the day of reckoning, and we will certainly enjoy the Super Bowl today. And before I get your official pick for the Super Bowl, I just want to ask you about any of the racing that happened yesterday and any impressions that you might have from the racing yesterday.
Well, I heard you and Jonathan talking about the Sam F. Davis, the stretch run between John Hancock and Owen Almighty. And I tell you what, Ralph, you know, I've been a horse racing fan for, you know, 4 or 5 decades. I can remember my first time watching television horse races, the old black and white, racing from Aqueduct with Win Elliott and Sam Rennick. But the circuitous point I want to make is when you get a stretch run between two great horses and two great jockeys, to me, that is as exciting a part of horse racing as you're ever going to find. And I know that caught me as a kid a long time ago, and I get chills up my spine when I see a horse race like that, Ralph.
I think that racing fans, and we're dating ourselves now when we say that, but racing fans will still remember to this day the battles between Sunday Silence and Easy Goer and Affirmed and Alidar, and that brings a certain sense of excitement to a race even more than a horse winning by 10 lengths?
Oh, absolutely, because you got two great horses with a will to win, and you got two great jockeys. You know, watching Favion Pratt and Irad Ortiz, they were using every trick in their book to try to get their horse in front. And as you accurately said, Ortiz got his horse in front for just a stride or two, and then Flavion Pratt counters back with a punch and, you know, gets the narrow win. But two great jockeys, two great horses. That's the thrill of horse racing for me right there.
And you're talking about using every trick in the book. We know that Irad often puts a guy very close in, and it was really a surprising to see Flavion Pratt, knowing that, come up on the inside of him, and still on the inside of him through the stretch duel. And Irad made it as close as possible as he could without going over the Mendoza line, so to speak, as far as an inquiry might have happened. But he used that trick to get it to Flavion, but Flavion was ready for it.
Yeah, Flavion Pratt won the Eclipse Award, and those two guys right there, they're at the top of the heap. And anytime they get together, Ralph, it's going to be a fun horse race, you know that.
It certainly is, and we're going to have some fun today watching the Super Bowl. But before we get to your analysis of the Super Bowl, let's get your race pick out of the way.
Yeah, yesterday's pick ran well, but too late trying to come from dead last, hanging ash. Yeah. Third was absolutely flying in the stretch. Today's horse is in the fifth race, Ralph, six furlongs on the main track, maiden special. And a horse with only one start, but I really liked it, was the number five, Charlie Pride. Nick Alexander, I love the names he gives these racehorses. If you're as old as you and me, Ralph, you remember who Charlie Pride is. He was an old country and western singer, a Negro country and western singer. But his interesting background was he was a Negro League baseball player before he turned to singing. Yeah. So he's got a great history. And this is the horse I think will improve off the one race for Phil D'Amato. Number five, Charlie Pride, race five.
Well, that's the anchor race in the early pick four and early pick five at Santa Anita. And all I can say is I hope this horse, makes Charlie in his next life there some pride today. In the fifth race, the five horse, Charlie Pride. Rich Ang picked today in the fifth race, the five horse. And all I can say is I remember Charlie Pride had a beautiful voice, really did.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Fantastic.
All right. Lay out your analysis of the Super Bowl.
Well, I'm going to root for the Eagles, and I did bet the game in a way that if the Eagles don't cover the 1.5-point spread, I can still win because I bet them in a 6-point teaser with over the total of 43.5. But I like Philadelphia. I really think they're the better team on both sides of the ball. Of course, the X factor has always been for the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid in a big game atmosphere. They are as tough as nails to try to get past. I really think it's going to be a close game. And if there's any chance of one team blowing out the other, I think it's more likely that Philadelphia might get away from Kansas City and maybe pull away at the end, which would be okay by me as long as the score is high. The way I'm going to bet the game today, I'm done with my props, but I'm going to live bet the game. And, for example, if Kansas City opens up like a 10-0, 14-3 lead, I might just bet Philadelphia plus the 7, plus 8, plus 9, because live betting is the numbers change radically. You got to be ready to fire during the commercial breaks.
Yeah, and what you're talking about live betting, he means live in-game betting. As the game goes on, they will offer you bets to make in the game as the flow of the game goes. And sometimes if you can catch how the flow of the game is going to go in one direction, and then it starts coming back in another one, you can get some nice prices on there in the in-game betting for the Super Bowl. Well, we want you to enjoy the game. You did a lot of hard work for us, Richie. Enjoy the Super Bowl, and no matter who wins, we hope that the winning team will have enough class in winning as the losing team has enough class in their loss, that's for sure. And everybody stay safe and sound out there. And we'll enjoy the game and the races today at Santa Anita. And we will talk to you post-Super Bowl on Wednesday.
Well, good luck to you, Ralph. Good luck to the viewers. Good luck to the listeners. And I hope we all can win, but that's going to be impossible. But hopefully the team you root for wins.
All right. You got it. Thanks a lot, my man. And now we'll take our final break on the Super Bowl Sunday from the South Point as they're rolling in all the goodies that people will be eating and drinking. And, of course, the seats are starting to fill up in the big complex here. And it's only just begun because the Super Bowl kickoff is at 3:30 this afternoon, and it's only 7:49 a.m. Pacific time right now here. But we have one more segment to go before we wrap up this Super Bowl Sunday race day. And that is, of course, with John and Jerry. Don't go away. We will be right back.
Get ready to laugh with Punchlines with Frank Nicotero. Join Frank and his team of featured guests for your daily dose of comedy.
Reno, the Pittsburgh of the West.
Poison. Yeah. Poison.
Sports. F for Falcons, Alex.
We were talking Derek Carr for MVP after two games.
Who's we?
Okay, me. I was.
And the funniest social media posts.
People want to show off their food. Boom. Wiener on a guy's shoulder.
It's the Dark Colts. We bleed blue.
It's your one-stop spot for great laughs and a good time.
But a bumps.
Find us on YouTube at Punchlines FN. And join the chat live weekdays at noon Pacific for the ultimate blend of jokes, sports, and viral fun.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, putting the finishing touches on this Super Bowl Sunday Race Day Show. Looking at the chatters, and they're chatting away, folks, on the chat box here on the YouTube Race Day site. Looks like, for the most part, and I haven't had a chance to read all of the chats because there's so many of them, but it looks like picking here and there that it's kind of even between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles for the picks from our chatters, when they are making the picks, of course, for the Super Bowl. Now let's go out to John Lindo, standing by in Southern California. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. Happy Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, man. This place is starting to get really energized, that's for sure. And, of course, it'll be a fun game. And Santa Anita, of course, got an early post time today to make sure that the last race is official and everybody's in their place for the kickoff in the Super Bowl a little bit later on. Amazing that we have a carryover in the pick six, both at Aqueduct and Santa Anita, after a lot of the favorites that have been running at both of those places. But that's what we have today. We got a carryover at Santa Anita in the pick six. Some unusual results yesterday at Santa Anita.
Yeah, it was a little bit of bombs away. You know, the turf course had a little moisture in it, and I thought speed carried a little better than it has, and I thought it maybe skewed the results on the grass from the normal grass course. But and then, you know, we had a couple of races on the dirt course where you look at that and go, well, how'd that happen? So you get those days once in a while. That's how the favorites end up, usually in that 33 to 35% range.
Yeah, yeah. I my opinion of favorites, but I couldn't find some of the long shots yesterday either. So we'll tee it up again today. Santa Anita's first post time, 11 a.m. Pacific time. I want to remind everybody out there, John Lindo's Lindo Report for all the races today at Santa Anita, including a suggested late pick four and the coast-to-coast pick five suggestion between the races at Santa Anita and the coast-to-coast pick five races at Gulfstream Park, and all the goodie information, a complete comprehensive report, the Lindo Report, available right now here at the South Point in the race book, free of charge, complimentary to the racing fans because they love race players here too. All right, John, any thoughts about anything you saw yesterday? Maybe the Sam Davis, and then we'll get your pick.
Terrific race in the Sam Davis. I tell you, a lot of the horsemen don't want a really taxing prep race going toward the Derby. But that race, they went fast all the way throughout. Those two horses really battled, John Hancock and Owen Almighty. They're probably going to be a little bit tired today. But if they bounce out of that and run well in their next prep, there's the seasoning and what they showed yesterday are really going to help them moving forward.
And, John, you know, they probably, as long as they eat up all their breakfast and their oats, they'll be okay, that's for sure. Maybe a little tired, but okay. In any case, let's get a pick at Santa Anita, and then we want your Super Bowl pick.
Race three is Santa Anita. Number two, Sakura Blossom, drops out of a series of stakes races into an allowance race, gets Lasix back. Three starts with Lasix, two wins. This is her favorite course, a mile and eighth is no problem. There's no speed in this race, and she's won sprinting, so she has some tactical speed. Expected to be closer to the pace today. 3-1 on the program. number 2, Sakura Blossom, race 3, Santa Anita.
All right, the third race at Santa Anita at a mile and an eighth on the turf. The winner there, as we are, John's predicting, is the 2, Sakura Blossom, with Juan Hernandez aboard. Number 2, Sakura Blossom, in the third race, John Lindo's pick for the race day listeners. And, of course, John, next week we have a special Monday racing card because of, I believe, it's President's Day. So we will run Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And I guess you'll have Linda reports for all of those days.
Right. Santa Anita for Friday through Monday. And we'll do Gulfstream Park on Thursday when we come back.
All right. You got it. Super Bowl.
In another close game, I just don't see Kansas City losing close games. I like Kansas City here. I think there'll be a lot of long drives, and I'm leaning toward the unders a little bit. I made a prediction on my sheet that Kansas City 26, Philadelphia 22.
All right, you got it. Thanks a lot, John. Enjoy today, and we'll talk to you on Wednesday.
All right, good luck today.
All right, we're going to wrap it up with Jerry Jackowicz standing by, and Jerry, of course, will get his pick in the Super Bowl in just a moment. But good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Ralph.
All right. And I would imagine you're getting ready with all the goodies for the Super Bowl you're at. And, of course, you've got your power pages, full sheet of power pages today for both Aqueduct and Santa Anita. And both places have pick six carryovers today. So make sure you get your power pages at jerryjspowerpage.com. Well, Jerry, you had you swept it in your selection at Santa Anita yesterday with the win, the exacta, the trifecta, and the superfecta. And in that race, so let's parlay that to some winners today.
Did he win? Did she win by enough?
Oh man, she won by a zip code. That filly just ran off the screen. Wow,
that was crazy.
Yeah,
and I mean, I knew she was running against that. She was the only one who could run it at all. I think I said that on the show. But
right,
who would have thought? What, 17, 18 lanes?
And she was not the favorite. The favorite at 4-5 was a distant second in the race. Okay, Aqueduct.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll look for another one. Let's go to the fourth race today, Ralph. We've got Print Track 5-2, which would be fantastic for Rudy Rod. Second off a little freshening. Really showed good sharp speed last time. Draws to the outside, small field. If you get 2-1 or better on Print Track, you're just definitely beating the game. I love the 5. It's a great win bet.
Uh-huh.
5 over the 1-3-4, small reverses.
All right, fourth race, the 5. The link-ups are 1-3-4 and reverse, the 5 in the fourth at Aqueduct. What about Santa Anita?
Yeah, and I'll take these all day long. We got another small field, 5-horse field, 5-2 on Bolt on the Rocks, who I think is really significantly faster than these coming off a layoff.
And what race might that be?
Race number 2. I'm sorry, Ralph.
Second race.
Number 1, Bolt on the Rocks in race number 2.
Okay.
The 1 over the 2-4-5.
All right, Jerry, the 1 over 2-4-5 again, a small field, but you like to play those type of props, really. And in the second race,
big prices in small fields, sure.
Yeah. And the second race, number 1, Bolt on the Rocks. Bolt on the Rocks at 5-2, which is going to be pretty good in that race because there's 2 horses, 8-5 and 9-5, that are lower than that price there. So that could be a nice singleton in the early pick 4 and early pick 5 as well. Yeah. Second race, the 1 over.
If I can add, Ralph, I've got a star horse and a pop-out key in the third race that's not John's horse. So you have 2 horses to play a rolling double to, maybe?
Okay, you got it, my man. That's a good idea. But let's clear up. The second race, you like the 1 over 2-4-5 in reverse. John Lindo comes in the third race with the 2. And as you say, you have a pop-out key and a star horse in that race as well. So you might want to play around with early doubles with your horse and John's horse over the second and third races yesterday. Or today, I should say, at Santa Anita. All right. You've got a minute to give me your Super Bowl prediction.
Bundle Ruski Roo. That's about all I can say. Let's go, Chiefs. See, I dressed in all red.
I see that. I see you have a theme going right now with the saying of him in that famous State Farm commercial and all red there. We get it. You like the Kansas City Chiefs today for a 3-peat.
Yeah, Yeah, I'd love to be able to take my hat off to Andy Reid, to Mahomes, and as I said, to the defensive coordinators. But I'd love to, you know, as the best of all time, let him go win it. Let him go past Lombardi.
Your words are getting few and far between. We get the message, and we want to remind everybody to come on out at the South Point. It's all happening here. It's all free to you. You're going to enjoy it. And one more thing to say, Jerry's going to say it.
Have a great race day, everybody.